Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 16th episode for the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of April 9th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have seen them already, or a slightly different version on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference while on the video version. You can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. April 9th. Those who stand outside all judgments of value cannot have any ground for preferring one of their own impulses to another except the emotional strength of that impulse. From The Abolition of Man, Chapter 3. Published in the U.S., April 8, 1947. April 10th. God cannot be used as a road. If you're approaching him not as the goal, but as a road, not as the end, but as a means, you're not really approaching him at all. From A Grief Observed, Chapter 4, paperback published April 7th, 1964. April 11th. All our offerings, whether music or martyrdom, are like the intrinsically worthless present of a child, which a father values indeed, but values only for the intention. From An Essay Entitled On Church Music, from the collection Christian Reflections, also published in the April 1949 issue of English Church Music. April 12th. Those who read poetry to improve their minds will never improve their minds by reading poetry. From the essay Lilies at Fester, best available in the book entitled The World's Last Night, also published in the April 1955 issue of 20th Century. April 13th. For one's own peace of mind, I think it is best to set a time limit for one's decisions. I mean, decisions of mere pleasure, where duty and necessity don't come in. From A Letter to Arthur Greaves, dated April 13th, 1954. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. April 14th. But let us thank God that we are still very far from traveling to other worlds. I have wondered before now whether the vast astronomical distances may not be God's quarantine precautions. They prevent the spiritual infection of a fallen species from spreading. From the essay, Religion and Rocketry, an essay available in The World's Last Night, also available in the April 1958 issue of Christian Herald. April 15th. The Christian story is precisely the story of one grand miracle, the Christian assertion being that what is beyond all space and time, what is uncreated, eternal, come into nature, into human nature, descended into his own universe, and rose again, bringing nature up with him. From the essay, The Grand Miracle, best available in God in the Dock collection of essays. Also, a sermon preached on April the 15th, 1945, at St. Jude on the Hill Church. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this show with others. Thank you.